Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
None of favors, I don't need it. Oh, man. Beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. Mike Jack reference, which is why Kendrick said Prince lived longer than Mike. Oh, they've been talking about the beef all week.
Why he do that twice?
Who, Kendrick?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's good. I mean, hey, it gets the people going.
No, it absolutely gets people going. I'm highly entertained. I'm highly into it, too.
I can't wait.
Very into it.
Let's see what J. Cole can do.
If he does anything. I mean, he may wait for his album to respond. You know, it's a reason for people to go into the album.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? And, T-Bro, it's Laura. It's a Rosenberg. Monday morning. It was cold yesterday, but it was sunny.
That's right.
Yesterday like the first day of spring or second day or something?
The 20th, I think, or 21st. So a couple of days ago.
Really? Are you sure?
Thursday, Friday? Yeah, let's hit the Google. But yeah.
First day of spring 2024. Yeah. Wait. It's like 1920. First day of spring in 2024. The first day of spring is Tuesday, March 19, 2024.
Yeah, so last week.
Which was pretty nice, right?
Yeah, it was, you know, the first day they always try to play you. Like, different years, it snowed on the first day of spring in different years. This year, it was a little gray. I was paying attention. It was like gray, overcast. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, snap, it's spring, and it looked beautiful, and it was warm.
And didn't the Punxsutawney Phil, the Groundhog, say spring was coming early?
Yeah, he lying.
Wrong.
He lying.
Wrong. Yeah. But my allergies came on time, so maybe he ain't wrong.
Mm.
All the way.
They kicked in this week.
They did kick in this week, so it's spring. Mm. Something sprung to cause my eyes and throat to itch. You know what I mean? Yeah,
was you out there on the bike?
I was definitely on the bike. And that didn't cause it. It actually started before that.
How's that been going with your new knee?
Knee feeling great. Yesterday was mobbing.
Okay.
I rode 75 last Sunday. You know, I was born on 1975.
Okay.
So I had to ride 75 miles on my born day. That was on my born day a week ago. About a week ago. So
personal
I rode 75
mission,
miles.
And you made it happen.
Yeah, I made it happen. It felt good. And then rode yesterday. It was cold and windy, though. And then, you know, I've been doing my indoor training. Doing my training, man. You got to train, man.
Yeah.
You got to dig into it. Trending around the Twitter sphere and the internets right now. Let's see. Nicki, one of Nicki's concerts is trending. That didn't sound right. What y'all doing on the side over there?
Nothing. They're trying to fix Laura Styles. She's not late. It's a technical issue.
Well, guess what? That's late. It's not really trending. Basketball, you know, the regular degular. But yeah, the hip-hop world is still talking about Drake, Kendrick, and J. Cole.
That's right. The big three. I mean, I'm interested. Drake, I mean, look, the guy, he's been in some battles and he stood his ground. None of them are going anywhere. But
Drake has stood his ground. He's not afraid. That is not what we are talking about.
Interesting. Yeah, y'all, we're having a... technical difficulties. Cast One, what's up? As we do that, listen, y'all just stay tight, man. We're going to hit some commercials. We'll be back.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Hey, let's go flashing lights, Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles can put us on.
Oh man, so I don't know, Ebro. Would you call this a congratulations to people who have been coming up with conspiracy theories and talking ish because Kate Middleton announced that she has cancer and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy now. Her video announced news.
Who was talking ish? And
so, like, because, you know, there was a bunch of conspiracies around her saying that, you know, she disappeared. And then some people were saying that it was a clone. Bro, it was beyond. And even, like, Kim Kardashian was posting a joke, like, looking for Kate. So it became like an internet thing, right? Like feeding into the conspiracy theories. And all of a sudden, she came out and told the world, like, she has cancer. And everybody's like, oh.
Well, I missed all of it. I did see a little, like, where is she thing, but I didn't really go into it.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a congrats if that's what happened.
Yes. I was like, you see, that's why people need to shut the hell up.
Wait,
man.
But, you know, I was still confused, like, why was people looking for her? You know what I remember? I remember she posted a photo they said was edited. That's what I remember.
Yeah. There was some drama around that. Like, listen, none of us here on the show follow the royals, right? It's not a thing. But I did. I'm on social media. So I saw a bunch of the memes that were going around, you know? So I was just like, okay, whatever. But then, you know, when I saw her, the announcement that she had cancer, I was like, bro, this is sad, man. This is sad. Like,
so I'm reading the article right now, says that she did go into the hospital for some surgery on her stomach.
A procedure,
Yeah, and then they found, but that wasn't for the cancer. Then they found the cancer.
But yeah. So Rashawn, she's going.
I'm looking at our group chat. I did respond to this over the weekend. That's how fried I am. I'm fried. I'm fried. I forgot I even talked about this already on the group chat.
But yeah.
I read the article. I texted this on Friday. On Friday, I read an article. One, they said they don't know the type of cancer. Two, they said she went in for stomach surgery and they found this out later. Three, the prognosis is positive. But is the prognosis positive when it's cancer?
You know what I mean?
Like, it could definitely turn on you.
Right, right, right. But yeah, man, everyone's like, oh my God, deleting their jokes.
Yeah, I will say if you catch cancer early enough, they say the odds in your favor, right?
Look, for the most part, that's why I'm always preaching early detection on this show. For the most part, everyone in my family and friends that I know have found it early. It's been a very positive result. So hopefully everything goes well with her and her family and she can beat all of this. So.
And the same goes for your family because, you know, I don't even really know this lady like that. So
y'all listen all
the time. There's somebody listening right now. They're going through cancer. So same for you and yours, man. Because listen, man, people can come down with that prognosis every day, B.
Yep, yep.
I was watching this show on Netflix. Have you guys heard of Three Body Problem on Netflix? It's like a sci-fi joint. It's made by the people who did Game of Thrones.
No. What is this?
I just got put onto it. I'm only like two episodes in. It's called Three Body Problem.
Three Body Problem.
It's ill, though. Like, it's some ill. And it also acknowledges, like, the, you know, the VR. It goes into, like, a VR gaming sci-fi. It's some different. I'm not even all the way in, but what I've seen so far is ill.
Mm. Wow.
But anyway, in there, one of the characters goes in and finds out he got pancreatic cancer stage 4 and it's all through his whole body. And he's not, he's in his 30s. Mm. If that.
Wow. It's early.
Yeah, man, it could happen at any age. So it's just best to get checked whenever, you know, you feel anything. But that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:03. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, Shani, the whole thing is about people who deal with the laws of physics. they're like physics professors and designers, and they start getting sent this like VR head gaming thing that I'm just now figuring out. They all the people, and then the people start seeing this countdown clock, and they start killing themselves because they think something's about to end.
Wait, what?
It's some ill, yeah.
So oh
it's
my ill. God.
This is not a documentary.
No.
I thought it was made
by the people who created Game of Thrones.
Right, okay. When you first said, I was like, all right, maybe docuseries or something.
Nah, three body. So gotcha. I'm trying to watch those three shows. I'm watching The Gentleman, which is a Guy Ritchie Netflix joint, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yes.
Then I'm watching Shogun right now. Okay. If you ain't watching Shogun, you slipping. And then I'm watching this Three Body Problem right now. Three body problem. Yeah.
Hey, VR glasses, and now you seeing
stuff. VR glasses, offing yourself, digging your eyeballs out.
They be trying to tell us stuff through these shows and movies, man.
All right, Johnny.
I don't trust these VR glasses, man. I'm just saying, man.
Johnny don't even vote for the president. The Obamas made a Netflix movie, and he was like, yo, the Obamas is trying to tell us.
Yo, bro, Leave the World Behind, that movie right there.
Yo, Johnny won't Why come on. He like, yo, the Obamas is trying to tell us, man.
Then, yo, I started looking in the bunkers as soon as the movie was over.
Yo, man, we'll be back, man. Congratulations, played yourself. On the way, 97 minutes, commercial free. See, bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
I don't trust it, man.
I don't trust yo, the Obamas.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh man, thank you, Cash One. 97 minutes commercial free. Shout out to my bro Metro Boomin. This verse and this project is, and it should be noted that while that Kendrick verse is from the Metro Boomin project, We Don't Trust You, literally the title track, the way the album, the project opens is Future going at Drake with We Don't Trust You. The title track, We Don't Trust You. So it's not even like there's just one Kendrick verse on it.
It's a multitude of going at people, at Drake.
Well, seemingly. Am I wrong, Cass? We don't trust you to open and track. Is that Drake, right?
It's the whole album. Even you can even take into context the interludes that use P's voice for Mobb Deep. What he's saying.
Oh, yeah, when he used Mobb Deep's voice, a lot of people rapping. These rappers out here shouldn't even be rapping.
That's crazy.
Well, they did that was like in the commercial for it. But, like, guys, I know this is going to surprise you.
But that's
today.
In the it's album,
in the
too.
Album, Rosenberg.
It's in the multiple. Album. There's an interlude. There's about, multiple of
there's
them.
About
that's true.
There's six or seven of them.
Of different Prodigy things or just in general?
Yes, different Prodigy clips from that interview where he's talking about hip hop.
Yo, well, why do you laugh?
I'm laughing because of course Rosenberg has to be anti. Of course Rosenberg hates. People are very excited. I mean, this is a big deal. Kendrick is one of our darlings, our favorite, and then Drake is one of the biggest artists out there. It's
Laura, are you hitting Rosenberg with the button?
Oh my God, sorry.
Congratulations, you praise yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, copy up, playing yourself, yo.
By the way, wait real quick, and I'm gonna hand this off to Rosenberg because he definitely has some things to hate on where people super excited, but Rosenberg hadn't even said anything.
Yeah, I know. I had not talked yet. I have not spoken yet.
Yeah, and he hadn't even said anything.
You know, this frustrates me because I get every time you kind of have a different opinion, it's considered hate, right?
Well, wait, I don't. Do you even have a different opinion?
My differing opinion is I saw a weekend full of people acting as if Kendrick had just dropped the most seminal diss record of all time. And to those people, I'm hitting with the button.
That's a little extra.
It was, guys, it was light work. That was it.
But now,
opening things up a little bit.
Okay, so now let's zoom out and let's put ourselves in this time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? This is the equivalent of Jay. And it's, but see, it's tough for me to even say that because it's not equivalent to Takeover. But it is someone, an individual. And literally, and Future's there too. It's two individuals separating themselves from two other great individuals. So there's clearly a divide here. The sides have been picked.
This fallout, bro, could be one of the biggest fallouts you've ever seen in hip hop.
Nah, I don't. Well, now remember the 50 Cent going at Fat Joe, Ja Rule, Jadakiss fallout was a dramatic fallout.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
That's a lot of superstars falling out at that time.
Yeah, but it wasn't as national. You understand what I'm saying? Like there were a lot of New York rappers falling out over this 50 Cent thing. But this is
so everywhere. So this is Atlanta, LA, Toronto, and North Carolina.
It's international.
But to Ebro's point, at that time, those were all a lot of big national stars too. I mean, listen, this could be incredible, and I'm glad people are so excited by it. To me, it sets the table for some fun stuff. But the way, yo, I literally heard someone go, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Might go down as one of the great, I'm not kidding, may go down as one of the greatest lines in hip hop history.
Too far. But I get you, Rosenberg.
It was cool. Let's see.
I do. It is there, but it, this is their this generation. This is it's a big
That's
deal.
What I'm like,
when was it the last big fallout before this?
Well, even without that, Shawnee, without that, Shawnee, it is still Kendrick Lamar,
right?
J. Cole,
right?
And Drake and Future.
That's
four
big.
Of the most heralded artists of the last decade.
True,
and they represent the top tier ticket sellers, the top tier song makers, the top tier kind of trendsetters in hip hop right now. And for all of them, for them to be picking sides, Future and Kendrick on one side, Drake and Cole. We don't even know where Cole stands. We haven't heard from Cole. And we don't know when we'll hear from Drake, right? Like, I don't think this will. And this may, and hopefully, you know, if my hope is right. I know Kendrick has been annoyed with Drake for a long time. It's been documented. I don't feel like this was so much at J. Cole, and I think we said this on Friday, as it was just the, hey, bro, I'm paranoid. And he says it in the lyric, I'm paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know where you... Basically, I need to know where you at. And until I find out, you over there with him. So, it's up.
I think a lot of this also is the fact that the reason there's so much excitement... Yes, number one, it's Kendrick, who's an iconic artist who doesn't get involved in the fray a lot. But number two, man, it was just so clear that people are waiting for Drake. Like, people were so excited... Yeah. To see someone go at Drake. And then there was a Joe Budden clip going around where Joe was talking about, you know, Drake, he ain't built like this. He ain't built like what?
Drake has been in some skirmishes. Y'all forget quick.
Seriously, you guys know I'm Captain Kendrick. That's my guy. Y'all are going to stop acting as if Drake is not battle tested and ready for war. He may not be as lyrical as Kendrick on paper, but when it comes to full on smokage,
he's going for
Drake. He'll be just fine.
I haven't seen him back down from anybody. I think even Jay-Z threw some subs. He threw some subs at Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, he'll go at anybody. Drake will go at anybody,
Common was wearing a yarn sweater, threw a little tennis ball at Drake. Drake took out a...
Yeah. I hate it when the guards get to acting like the
bros.
Mos Def went at him. He threw a shot back
it's sad. Go back and listen to this project, Metro Boomin, Future, We Don't Trust You. literally Future makes it sound like in the title track that this is the falling out here is because Drake was pillow talking over some girls.
Somebody
was talking behind the scenes and it got back. That's the Future issue. The Kendrick thing, do we even know other than the time Kendrick alluded? Obviously, there was the Elliot Wilson Crown interview with Drake after the Control verse. Then there was the Kendrick Black Hippie freestyle on BET. All these little segments have been floating around. Then there was Kendrick alluding to the fact that he was shocked to find out someone didn't write their own material. And ever since then, there's been these kind of... Do we know for sure why there's a Drake-Kendrick thing, Rosenberg?
No, I don't think people know exactly what it is beyond those sort of stylistic or you know, preferences. I don't think that anyone knows exactly what the personal issue may come from, whether it was like a, hey, jump on this record. I mean, because if you go all the way back, you remember, you know, Drake put Kendrick on tour.
Right.
Like he did so many other people.
Yeah.
You know, and then they had their records together, right? So I don't think we know exactly where it comes from, at least not on the record.
Mm. Laura, you got anything to contribute to? Congratulations, you played yourself today. Anything going around in the world?
I just saw, actually right now, I just saw a stupid headline. So, you know, Tyla, right? Brand new artist, very popular, song water. She's like, what, 19?
I don't have 19 no years idea. Old?
Very young, right? So we know that she's super young. So there's like headlines trying to play her. She was like, Tyla didn't know who Nancy Pelosi was despite a photo. What?
She's from South Africa, bro. Like, what are we talking about?
She's not even American. Like,
anyone, someone tell me who the Nancy Pelosi of any African country is. I'll wait.
Oh, God.
Wait. Y'all don't even know the president of South Africa. Why are you messing with this little girl, man? Leave this girl alone with her little songs.
Like, leave her alone. Like, what are you talking about? Over a picture? She's a celebrity. Like, she takes pictures with a lot of people, but she is not American. So what are you expecting from her?
Wait, she took a picture with Nancy Pelosi and didn't know who she was?
Yes. And when they asked her about it, she was like, yo, it was an event. And she was like, everybody was asking me for photos. And I just took a photo.
It's more peculiar that Nancy Pelosi wanted to take a picture with her.
Don't worry. Nancy Pelosi didn't know who Tyla was, and Tyla didn't know who Nancy Pelosi was.
Who cares?
Just hit the button on the people around everybody who wants them to take photos.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, Nancy Pelosi, meet Tyla. Nancy's probably like, Tyla's like, who's Nancy Pelosi?
Okay. She was like,
Who's this 90-year-old sure. woman? Hey,
she was like, Tyler Perry's here? Like, what's
wait. That you're being generous to Nancy Pelosi, know who Tyler Perry is.
About to say this.
But a better chance.
Wow. He's been in office for 70 years. What are we talking about?
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, you're playing yourself.
There was, though, speaking of politics, there was a story here where Kamala Harris is dancing to a song and she's in Puerto Rico, and I guess there were protesters outside of where she was singing a song.
Oh, God.
And clapping, and they were singing a song that was protesting her visit to Puerto Rico, these protesters. Mm. They didn't want Kamala Harris down in Puerto Rico, whomever these people were. But at any rate, Kamala Harris leaves the event, hears them singing songs. She immediately starts clapping and dancing.
No.
Feel like a vibe.
Because she like, oh, okay, all right.
Didn't know what they were saying, though.
She don't speak Spanish.
She still gets the button. Hey, yo, her aide nothing had to tell her what they were saying. She stopped dancing real quick. She still gets the button.
Congratulations.
I just don't worry.
Somebody's not there saying they hate you.
Unavoidable button. You can't start walking and dancing, and then they're like, hey, by the way, this song's about you. And you go, oh.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, they don't like me.
I was just being polite anyway.
Hey, listen, I appreciate that she want to dance anytime the record come on, though. She does. She is a dancing, hand clapping, laughing. She's always a very joyous person, that Kamala Harris.
So it seems, yeah.
Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Curves is going to happen next today. We will beat the buzzer in about 15 minutes. And you can get some money and some summer jams. Happy Monday. Sun's shining right now.
This is my decision. This is.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Cast One. 97 minutes, commercial free. I saw a little, one of those little IG conversations about which female rappers really got the game on lock.
Right now.
Yeah. Mm. Ah. And there's so many different versions of having success in the game. I don't know if, I mean, obviously Nicki's the big dog. We know that. Nicki's as far as women in the game right now, it's Nicki Minaj. Like, she's had it. She's been having hits, touring, selling tickets, doing her thing longer than any other woman that's currently active.
That's right.
Right now. So, boom. But the term on lock is kind of misleading, because then you have Doja Cat, who may not have club records and all this other stuff, but has like radio hits like that Agoura Hills, which is a huge smash, and has had multiple hits off the album and a successful tour, right?
That's right.
Then you have the Sexy Reds of the world, who every time they drop their, you know, Sexy Reds number one and songs with Drake and the other. Then you have an Ice Spice, who just had a crazy run.
Crazy.
And Cardi B is also still relevant.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Who, you know, I'm not even sure, like, her strategy of not putting out a new album is a bad one. Like, if you're an artist right now, putting out an album, obviously, you know, you got to get there eventually. But why rush?
But she's been dropping songs.
Yeah, but what's the hurry? Like, album. Yeah, nice. Albums. I'm with you, Rosenberg. Like, it's time.
It's time.
It is time. Yes, it's time.
But also, what's the rush?
Yeah, like, I agree. Generally, what's the rush?
Right.
She just went so far.
Yeah, what was she it 5 years? Been 5 years? 7 years?
Bro,
it's been seven years. It's going on eight.
Bro, there have been singles.
No, really?
Yeah.
8 years?
Almost. No, it's been for... Bro, I was a different human being with an entirely different life when Cardi last came out. It's literally, things have changed. Human beings are now going to college. Like, the world has changed.
Oh, my God.
Different. Okay? It's a different
No, there's
time.
Definitely and a kid somewhere right now that's like, yo, I was 12 years old when she put her last album out. I'm 20.
I have kids. Like, yo, and it's crazy. So I would say, and don't forget, there were times when singles came out, and if we were to go back and look at the singles, you'd be like, oh, I forgot when she dropped that, and it felt like she was about to come out, and then she didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So it is time. It's time. But she is clearly in the mode now. She has the Shakira feature. She dropped multiple little videos.
Yo, speaking of Cardi B could roll out a straight bilingual multi-genre album right now and dominate. Yo, Cardi B could show up in Mexico City tomorrow and sell out a soccer stadium if she wants to. That's how big Cardi B is internationally.
And that's like,
she's a big deal down there. She's a big deal in the UK too. Australia, huge deal.
That's Cardi B, man.
Cardi B. Call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ John's here, but it's time to beat the buzzer also.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It is time to beat the buzzer. Cash is back.
That's okay.
Right.
Along some money, you get a chance to win some money. All you do is say stop when you hear the number, the amount. Say stop. It's simple. Also, win or lose, you get a pair of Summer Jam tickets going down June 2nd, UBS Arena's happening. Baby.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
The next chance to win is at the 8 o'clock hour, baby.
Fire. Yo,
come on, John. Look at you.
Yo, crazy. And my phone, you know how they say the phones be listening?
That's right.
I just went into the trends on Twitter to see if there was anything we was missing today. And one of the things trending for me in entertainment, you know, where they do the for you trends, three-body problem. Mm. It wasn't there earlier. Yo, dead ass right here in front of me.
But did it premiere last night?
No. I've been watching it for like a week or so now.
How many did they put out? It just started last week, didn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like a drop. I think it's a Netflix joint where they dropped the whole thing.
That's crazy.
Oh, they already dropped the whole thing?
Yeah,
oh,
wow. I think so. Because there's definitely like, I'm just rolling. Like, there's not, you know, it's not like, oh, wait until next week. You know, I think Netflix is Netflix the only company that drops the whole jam off top?
No, Hulu does it sometimes, too.
Hulu does it? That's my favorite, by the way, if anybody cares.
Just the binge.
All that making me tune in somewhere and wait a week, I ain't with it no more. It's over.
Right.
Give me what I need when I want it.
I don't mind it. I kind of like having the season play out over time. I don't.
You're healthier than I am. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a healthy approach to, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch an episode. I'm going to move on. You know what I mean? I'm going to go do something else. I'll wait a week. Chill. I'm chilling.
I'm
with you, bro. Me too. Just give it all. Give it all to me.
Laura, but yeah, Ebro.
I can take my time.
See, by the way, Ebro already probably about to rescind what he's saying. Because if he knows if he lines on something, if he aligns with Laura on something TV, he knows he's in the wrong place.
I wanted to jump to the other side as soon as she opened her mouth.
Yeah, right.
I was like, damn it.
No.
Well, because let's be honest.
If I have a day where I'm not tired, I could watch two, three episodes.
You see what you said right there? You see what you said? When I'm not tired. The truth of the matter is, and this is how unhealthy what I'm saying is, it's not like I'm going to binge it when it all drops. I'm not going to watch the entire thing. I'm only going to watch an episode, maybe not even a full episode. You know why? I'm going to fall asleep like I did last night on Three Body Problem episode 2. But I want to know that I can just go back the next day. That's the problem. Even though I may not finish it on the day, I don't want to have to wait a full week.
That's right.
That's the problem. Because when I have free time, which is usually not on, they're not dropping episodes on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Once Selassie's back asleep and I actually have time to do something adult. You know what I mean? They're going to drop it on a Tuesday at 8 p.m. when I'm supposed to be asleep, preparing for a night where I'm only going to get 3 hours of sleep because Selassie's grunting and making animal noises all night. After she slept all day.
You just want them all there for me. I just never end up getting to the time during the week to do, unless it's a weekend and I stumble on like a Saturday morning, I stumble on something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm never getting through more than one anyway. Or maybe it's been a long time since one makes me want to binge. I haven't had that feeling in a while.
I would like to say that I finished The Dark Side of Children's TV, that one that's been trending, that docuseries. I finished it. All four episodes. I saw them.
Laura finished a four-episode docu-series about salacious nastiness. That's not even a TV show. It's just a dark news program. That doesn't even count.
Yo, it was really good, man. It was really good.
What did you end with on that episode? How did it end?
No, it was just, honestly, it was really sad. Like, I was really especially the, like, Amanda Bynes story. Like, she refused to be a part of it because she said that she had a different experience. But, like, when you piece it all together and you see the whole thing, how everything played out and how inappropriate a lot of these, like, scenes were. Now, as an adult, you're like, bro, that is not cool. The clips of Ariana Grande, super inappropriate. And people really just talking about real trauma that happened to them on the set. So... You know, these are all the shows that a lot of us and grew up on that we absolutely loved. And then you're just like, oh, it was not what we thought it was.
Let's go to Everett. Everett's on line 8. Everett.
Yeah, what's going on?
Peace, God. You ready to get this money and some summer jam?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, you know what to do, right?
Right.
Yeah, I know what to do.
I'm gonna just let you know. I'm gonna encourage you to stop as soon as if we hear some money over 500, it ain't good. And by the way, it's Monday. I don't think they're gonna come with the big money on Monday. I could be wrong. They could throw a number in there. You never know. But if we wait too long to take what's available, we could get hit with that buzzer. So, you know what I'm saying? You do what you're gonna do, but I'm gonna advise you to get some good money early, just so you know.
Gotcha. Let's do it.
All right, here we go. It's time for Everett to beat the buzzer.
$30. Come on. $75.
They playing games, man.
$100. $150.
Getting late. It's getting late.
$250.
Getting late, Everett.
$300.
Yeah, you might want to take that. You might want to take that.
Yeah.
It was getting late in the game, bro.
Good job.
It's getting late. Take what you can get and go. Everett, $300 is yours, plus tickets to Summer Jam. Doja Cat. Method Man, Red Man, Offset, Davido. It's going on, man. 4-1 Kyle Rich, Jen Carter, Tata Brooklyn. Big Brooklyn in the building, and we'll be at UBS Arena June 2nd. It's a Sunday. Tickets for everybody else at Ticketmaster, but if you're Everett, you get $300 and a free pair of tickets. Everett, you laced up, buddy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
It's the least we could do, man. We pay people for listening. That's what happens, man. Every year around the same time, you just tune in, and we're hopefully going to crack a couple of dollars over your head to pay you for spending some time with us, man. Thank you. Hang on. On the way, Flashing Lights with the lovely Laura Stiles.
All right, guys, coming up in the Flashing Lights report, Drake was on stage, and it looks like he's responding to the Kendrick Lamar diss. I'll play you a clip so you guys can hear it coming up in the Flashing Lights report.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So instead of pause now on the internet, it started to explode this weekend, if you care. People who are, say, pause a lot or...
Yeah, if you say something that is suggestive.
Now they're saying, no Diddy.
Oh, come on.
What's the context? Any context?
Well, let's listen to this audio. This happened on a podcast with academics and a young man by the name of Quilly. There you go.
I put him in position. No Diddy.
Yo. I put him in position. No Diddy. And you know people was running with the No Diddy all weekend. Some people were really excited. They were like, listen, I need this in my vernacular.
I've just been referring to him as redacted.
The other day when you did it, I didn't even know who you was talking about.
Yeah. You said sometimes I'll hit this when I talk about him. No, because you remember it was Mace, it was Biggie, it was, and then we, you know, you just keep it moving like that, clean. But redacted is safe. You know what I mean?
Redacted. But, that's wild. Yo, and by the way, shout to Mace. I saw a clip. I posted it on at Old Man Ebro on the Instagram of Mace talking about how, you know, one of the reasons he stepped away from the rap game when he did, you know, obviously after Biggie's death and everything that he's seen happening with Loon and some other things he's seen happening, he knew that this was some of the things that were taking place that he didn't want to be a part of.
And he definitely sacrificed money and a lot of other things, which now he says he got a lot of that money back thanks to Cam and what the work they're doing on their podcast. It is what it is. But, yeah, no, he was definitely... Well, I'll get you guys a clip. We'll play it after 8 o'clock where Mace was definitely Ooh. Feeling like, you know, yo, he I did the right thing.
Right.
I made the right moves. I mm-hmm. saw it, and, you know, I'm glad I did what I did. We'll get back to that after 8. We also have right now Laura Styles with the flashing lights.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
All right. Well, people are saying that Drake is responding to the Kendrick Lamar diss. He was on stage performing, and listen to this.
The way I'm feeling is the same way I want you to walk out of here feeling about your self. Because you know how I'm feeling? I got my head up high, my back straight. I'm 10 toes down in Florida, anywhere else I go. And I know that no matter what, it's not a on this earth that can ever put me in my life. And that's how I want you to walk out of here tonight.
Wow.
Wow. Spicy.
But in order to, you know, get yourself all gassed up, riled up, and move towards the future, sometimes you gotta acknowledge the mistakes that you made in the past, right? Right? Right?
That's cool. Say it in a rap.
I don't know what I'm supposed to receive from this. What am I hearing?
But everyone keeps saying that. That's everyone cool. keeps talking. Well, this is called the internet sucks, and this is why I can't tolerate any of it. All he did was talk at a concert, y'all. He did not put out a thing saying, this is my response. That is blogs taking what he said at a concert and putting the headline of Drake responds. I don't know how I'm now in the position of being the Drake explainer, but I mean, it's an interlude at a concert. He's just, you know, doing what he does.
Can somebody, what did I hear exactly? That don't let somebody, what did I hear? I don't... It was hard for me to hear. I'm old, man. It was hard for me to hear.
He said, I got my head held high. My back is straight. I'm 10 effing toes down. All right. And I know no matter what, there's not an N-word on this earth that could ever F with me in my life.
Mm. But then at the end, he does say sometimes you got to look back and acknowledge your mistakes.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it wasn't a response to what's going on.
Well, what would that be alluding to, him saying mistakes?
Well, I'm just, you know, the song, do you have the radio version of the first song on the album, We Don't Trust You, Cast One?
Yeah.
Clearly in this song, if I was to read you guys the lyrics, Future, if this is about Drake, he's talking to Drake.
This whole album is about Drake.
I just be like, just be direct, man. Just say it. Just say names.
I mean, it's the song goes fake written all over you, hate written all over you, and he chants that for a little while. And then Future says, smiling faces, some pretend to be your friend. And you never know the evil that lurks within.
Fake written all over you, hate written all over you. Smiling faces, sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces, show no traces of the evil that hurts within.
Hold that up right there, Cass One. We're going to play the full thing. Laura, you want to wrap this flashing light?
Yes, yes, yes. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:05. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
When you get into the song, everybody pay attention. We're going to play it right now. He says, Future says this, we don't trust you. You a number one fan, dog. Sneak dissing, I don't understand, dog. Mm-hmm. Alluding to for all my dogs. Pillow talking, acting like a fed dog. I don't need another fake friend, dog. Can't be about a hoe because we sharing, dog. In your feelings, why you playing, dog?
And you know that, Ebro, for all the dogs, Drake had a record that it felt like he was bigging up Future. But now when you listen to it in this context, you're like, wait a minute. Because the song he had was called What Would Pluto Do? People should go back and listen to that, too.
What would Pluto do? Bad Beef One coming with the details, man.
Come on, now.
Come on, that bro Cast One on play. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New
New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hating all over, faking all over you. Hating all over you, faking all over you. Hating all over you.
King Lou, he does our digital. He tried to play the Mega Millions over the weekend and the Powerball. Came up short.
Right.
Sorry.
I get it.
Sorry.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, guys. Short, sorry, Lou. Wow. He laughed before wow. y'all. He laughed before nah. y'all. That's raggedy? Wow. So everybody makes King Lou short jokes. I make one in the history of me knowing this guy. And I can't get nothing.
In all fairness, I'll just be tell you the truth. The only people who ever make a King Louis short joke, and this is bad company to be in, is yes. you and DJ John.
No, and Bascom. And Bascom.
Yeah, maybe Bascom too. But Bascom and Louis are like, you know,
yeah, that's like
peas
the,
in a pot.
That's like the, yeah, exactly. That's like the kettle calling the pot black.
What?
He said wait, never.
The pot calling the kettle black.
Same thing.
Damn, that you came for Bascom's height too?
Yes.
A mess.
Cass just jumped in.
No, I'm just saying a fact.
Yo, do you want to talk about how the internet can turn people into actual monsters? And a lady decided it was nice to film Keith Murray and say, here, you want $20 and start rapping?
Yo, can you pick up? Oh, because you mean turned her into a monster because she wanted yes. to film Keith Murray. Ain't you a rapper?
People are so desperate when they see a moment, when they see an opportunity to maybe get some clicks.
Go that viral. You gotta go viral. Movie.
And film someone and disrespect yeah. them that way. Mm-hmm. Is your people are out of their minds, guys. It makes people go crazy. This Black Mirror makes people go crazy.
But how about also, too, you know, people are just dumb. There's a lot of dumb people, and they don't know they're dumb. They think they're smart. They're really dumb. And true, I mean, as human beings, we all have dumb moments, but there's some people walking around out here that's just really dumb. You're dumb.
I know. Believe me, it's every conversation I see online. I've now given up on responding. I go, my brain starts to explode, to twist in the knots, to try to understand what your brain is thinking when you say what you're saying. You're making so little sense. I can't follow what you're trying to say.
But, you know. So it goes. It's the world we're in. I think this has always existed. Now you just get to see everybody's stupidity because they'll put it on full display in the comments section.
But is it possible that people's stupidity and nastiness and hatefulness is even worse because the internet serves as like a conductor for it? And
well, you get rewarded. You get rewarded.
Yes.
You get rewarded for being an a-hole in this current right. state of affairs.
Yeah.
There's actual real reward for it. Like yeah. you go back and you look at your page and you see that it got retweeted or that the person responded to you. That's a real W for people.
Well, it's kind of like on Friday when I trolled MJ fans and I put up an MJ versus Prince tweet. I took it down though because I felt bad. People was really getting upset over something stupid. But
wait, you had to take it down?
Wait.
People got that emotional? You had to take it down?
Well, yeah, because I felt bad because I was really just trolling. And MJ fans
Wait,
were really in their
say?
Feelings. I was
what
like, I forget what I said. I forget what I said. It was something like, you know, MJ's great, but he's not a writer. Or no, I said MJ's great, but he's not a creator like Prince.
Musician.
He's one of the greats or something like that, but he didn't play instruments or something like that. And people were like, how dare you? Something like this. And, you know, it was all just because of the whole, you know, Prince outlived MJ. And I was
I
basically was like, look, one of my favorite debates is really a MJ Prince because I love them both so much. And they're so, honestly, for me, very different as artists, right? Like, they're not even in the same.
No, we see you cleaning up, but why don't you go back to the mess that you spilled on the floor first.
But real talk. But if you're having real talk, Michael Jackson is the consummate collaborator, right? Collaborated with Quincy Jones, collaborated with so many to make phenomenal hits that we love and is electrifying on stage and a pop star and all of that. But he don't play instruments like Prince. He's not a composer like Prince. He's not the same as Prince when it comes to picking up those instruments and doing so many different styles of music consistently over an extended period of time. In the 80s, every single year from 1979 to 1989, every single year, Prince had a top 10 album and top 10 singles every single year for a full decade.
Damn. Yo, Prince don't dance like Michael, all right?
Prince ain't been doing it since he was 5 years old. Like, but, Michael, I don't like where you going with this.
But Michael's batting average in that same time period is much higher. Right?
Because it was had, three times.
Right, because he had, you know, off the wall, Thriller, Bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, and so he had some bangers. But they, but they're also just very different as artists. But they're different. They were competing with each other. And in this Kendrick Drake moment that we're in right now, which is, I think, you know, there is the future Drake thing, which, Cass, you've kind of gotten me to the point where you feel like the future and Drake thing seems to be over a girl or girls.
It feels like it could be, yeah.
And just real quick, quick headlines on why you feel that way.
Well, there's been rumors about a certain girl in particular. I don't know how true the rumors are, so I'm not going to go that far. But they've been going back and forth on record saying little sneak stuff about pillow talking with other girls. And
on For All My Dogs, there's a song called right, What Would Pluto Do?
Where it's literally about sleeping with your friend's girl. Like, would you do it type thing? And he's like, Pluto would do it. And, you know, it's like, wait, what?
Well, and then you jump to this current release with Metro Boomin and Future, where the title track is We Don't Trust You, and Future clearly, which we played about 15 minutes ago.
And for those that don't know, Pluto is Future's nickname.
He had an album called Pluto, didn't he?
Right, yeah, but a lot of people don't know that.
They don't remember that.
No, I didn't remember. I was thinking of Pluto, the Disney character, was very confused. Why would he do that?
Yeah, Pluto is Future's nickname.
Yeah.
Wow. So there's that side. But then when you jump to the Kendrick Drake thing, this goes back to 2013, a Big Sean record where Kendrick basically got at everybody on the, it was called the Control Verse. You know, shook the internets at the time. It was a big deal. Big Sean, it was Big Sean's song. Kendrick outshined him. You know, the sad part is even Kendrick dropping on Friday on this Metro Boomin. You know who else put out a single on Friday? Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Damn it, man.
And it was pretty good,
too. Foiled again.
Damn it, man. But at any rate, I think Kendrick and Drake really boils down to them just, A, Drake getting in his feelings over 2013. Kendrick verse, and B, Kendrick just wanting to be like, you know what, I don't want to be friends with y'all, I want to compete instead.
Right, he's been separating himself from the pack from day one.
And again, I'm now back in the position of playing the other side and defending Drake, but if we're going to be real, I think when we use the language of Drake getting in his feelings, I think it's also Kendrick being in his feelings about the way Drake is accepted from a popularity standpoint.
Okay, I think that's fair, absolutely.
Which is part of the plight of being the It's part of the plight of being the artsy guy. You're not always the guy that's in the club. That adds up over time, too.
Right, because you're not making those type of records. So, I mean, I don't understand how you could feel that way if you're not trying to make those records.
Exactly. There's never been a reason to feel that way because you don't want to be that guy. If you wanted to be that guy, perhaps you could be.
Right.
Well, to your point, Rosenberg, Kendrick, from what we've heard from him on albums and seen, he likes to put take a mirror and have society look in the mirror on a lot of his projects, whether he's looking at himself in the mirror. He actually has a song called Mirror on the Mr. Morale and Big Steppers, which I love. And he also does a lot of social commentary on the black community, society in general, woven into a lot of his records.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think for Kendrick, looking at the way Drake is revered, and you're saying that maybe Kendrick doesn't love the fact that Drake is highly regarded and beloved the way he is, so he's got something to say about that and has issue with it. I think that's also an interesting look, an interesting sociology study for Kendrick, and I'll be interested to see if he breaks it down further.
You mean if he dives into that himself, like when he dropped next?
Yes, because that's something that Kendrick is equipped to do, to delve into the reasons why you love Drake maybe more than myself.
Well, and then also, to your point, and why does that bother me?
Right.
But it bothers all, but let's be honest, I don't care what anyone says. It bothers all of us. I literally was on their posting last week on Twitter.
About what?
I'd love to have the clout of the Breakfast Club, but I'm not going to do we don't do the kinds of things that they do.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say Drake bothered you.
No. I mean, if he gets mad at me now, if anything now, I'll hear from TDE for the first time in 5 years. Oh, really? You don't think Kendrick bodied him? But I'm just trying to be fair and look at the whole thing. We all know that Kendrick, to me, is, from an artistic standpoint, the greatest rapper of this generation. But I do think there's he's a human being, and he's shown many times that he's vulnerable. He showed it a lot on this last album. Seemed like he was talking about sex addiction and cheating on his wife. He sounded like he was talking about all kinds of stuff on that album, right?
Yep.
So why would he not be someone who has feelings about the fact that when it comes to popularity, Drake has been on a run unlike anything we've ever seen in hip-hop before?
Now, and we've seen this movie before, the artist that chooses to be more intellectual versus just playing to, you know, fast food raps, right? And I think Drake recently got upset, or his team got upset with me when the whole, you know, Drake has never really had social commentary, you know, and I made a stink about it when he had something to say about This Is America from Childish Gambino, and he wanted to say the song was overrated, it was this, it was that, which could be true, but my issue was, you don't ever say anything. Yeah, who are you to say? You never say nothing. But there, we've seen this movie before with the artist that chooses, you know, social commentary and intellectual raps as the brand over just being the popular guy. And we saw this with Nas and Jay.
True.
Nas wanted to do more intellectual, social commentary, be more artsy. Jay, I'm not taking anything away from Jay's lyrical prowess or anything, but he definitely lived on being in the club, you know, materialism, you know, and these sort of things, most of his brand. Women, materialism, and being in the clubs, right, and making money, and that was the brand. But it was fire, and we liked it, but it's clearly two different types of artists.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Approaching this hip-hop thing. And I think we're seeing it right now with Kendrick and Drake. And I'm glad that Kendrick is choosing, as the internet says, woke up and chose violence, as someone who's just a fan of the competition of it all. Because I think this is what pushes artists to be great.
Well, and it's exciting for us, too, because it puts Kendrick back out there. Because, you know, Kendrick kind of lives in his own world. Kendrick's not as a part of the game day to day as Drake is, or even J. Cole is.
Right.
You know what I mean? When Kendrick popped up recently, what did he do, Laura? What was it? Chanel?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
it was like a short film for Chanel, which is crazy.
Well, Laura, cool, even before that,
don't really hear from him.
Even before that, when he put out Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, you know what he did next? He went to Ghana to build skateboard parks with kids.
Yeah. Mm. And he doesn't have a social media presence. He might pop up and maybe delete everything, and maybe you see something, but he's definitely, in his own world.
Yeah, it's like I totally respect and relate to Kendrick's mentality of, like, I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not doing, like, Drake, for all the positive things I've said about Drake today, too, I'll also point out, Drake posts like a teenager. Like, he's really active, bro. Like, I mean, actually, you know what? I take that back. He posts like a millennial. Teenagers don't even post like that. Their pages are blank. Drake posts all the time. Like, Drake posts like someone who really still needs to get likes. And Kendrick does not post at all. But then Kendrick will have a moment, Laura, where he's like, you could tell he's sick of not posting and not getting the likes, and he'll throw something up there real quick, and everyone talks about it, and then he deletes, like, I don't even want to do that, though.
right.
I don't want to do it.
He'll give you a little taste and be like, all
right,
bye.
Yeah, no. And then remember there was a thing last year, guys, where it was like, Kendrick is walking around New York buying different pairs of, like, bootleg sneakers, and it was on video?
Nah, I missed that. I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was like,
I didn't see that one either.
He was like practically in character out moving around New York and buying sneakers and posting the videos of him in the mirror. And then everything gets deleted. You know what I mean? So I just think it's fun to watch these two different personalities with two very different approaches, you know, sort of come to a head here.
But we'll see. Kendrick has definitely laid down. Is it the gauntlet? Is that what he's laid down?
The gauntlet has been laid.
And so let's see what happens, because it feels like it's time for Kendrick to come back outside. I had been hearing rumors about that. There's been talk of a J. Cole album sometime this year that's been talked about, called the Fall Off is the internet's been talking about. A lot of the comments after Drake's verse, and you got to get that song, the Metro Boomin Future Kendrick song, queued up. After Kendrick dropped this verse, a lot of comments I saw in a lot of the blogs was definitely saying, oh, he's just going to disappear again for another 5 years. Like, people are definitely angry at Kendrick for not being readily available to them and putting out content as frequently as other artists. So that's definitely, there's some of that in there where people don't like the fact that Kendrick just comes and goes as he pleases.
Now, here's the thing real quick. Let's talk strategy for a second.
All right.
If you're Drake... And I am among the people who believes Drake is battle-tested and not scared of getting into it and scrapping, even with someone who on paper is a better MC. We've seen him do it before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the move is to do a record? Or with someone like Kendrick, do you just wait for the right spot, the right feature, and come with a few bars and keep it moving?
I feel... So, the first thing that comes to my mind is... You know, if you're Drake, it feels like you got to look in the mirror and say to yourself, I'm outside all the time. I'm literally on the internet putting out music all the time. Here's this guy, comes out of the blue. He's clearly had issues with me for a long time. He's very skilled, but I know how I'm going to pick him apart. Let me bait him out. He needs to come outside a little bit more. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a second for him to be more deliberate and be more specific. Because I've been outside. Like, I'm always outside. I need an album. I need a full song. I need more than a verse. Kendrick's got to commit. You got to commit. If I'm Drake, I'm just saying, if I'm Drake, you got to commit. Logic?
But why? Why? Just because it's not worth the risk?
Because then what am I, Drake? I'm going to commit to a full song, or I'm going to commit to, you know, going back at this dude and he's just going to ignore me after that?
That is true, too, because then you look nuts.
Because then you look nuts, because now I put in effort after this dude baited me out, and he ain't even got a full album. He's not even paying attention no more.
Nah, I don't know about that, bro. I think.
So what would you do?
He definitely got to... I wouldn't say a full song, but he got to give him some bars. He has to, because...
But that means he's got to drop new material.
You're right. Drake is all of that. But what Drake wants also... is that rapper respect. He's always been about that. He's about that. He's about people respecting him as a rapper.
And He could have it, but he toys. I mean, that's a different convo. Right. He toys with it. Drake could put out an album with the best, by himself, with 10 songs with the best producers in hip-hop ever or currently, however he chooses. He chooses not to. He continues to give us projects that are kind of alluding to, kind of, sort of, kind of, but I'm still going to make R&B records and European vacation songs.
Mm. Yeah, but what
and
I'm
then
saying,
still, but still wants the credit for being.
But still
the best
wants the credit for being the best rapper. It's like, yo, bro, if you want that, go get it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, now you have is at your door. One of the best rappers is at your neck. Specifically, like, I'm talking about you. What are you gonna do about it? That's what happened.
I think he's gonna respond. He's gonna jump on somebody's song on the remix. Right. Watch, we're gonna hear something.
Yes, but maybe Cass onto something though, because Cass, maybe what you're saying is this is the opportunity, this is the entree for him to drop a little 10 song.
Remember, he backed off the Pusha beef because it was getting too heated. He didn't want to go there. And then, you know, the OG had to come in and write a letter and say all that, you know, I told Drake to fall back. And you know,
don't forget, people don't want, like, let's be honest. The Drake fans don't want to hear that from Drake. He put out the Four of All the Dogs Part 2 was Drake doing rappity raps over the rappity rap beats, and nobody cared.
What, Scary Hours Deluxe?
Yeah, that joint was fire. That was hard.
Fire. Drake need to stop listening to some of his current fans. You know why? Because that's why he yelling at them when he brought out Lil Wayne, and they wasn't even excited to see Lil Wayne. He had to yell at the crowd the other day. That's because you got too many pop fans in your mix right now, and it's messing up. It's messing you up. You better focus on your core.
Listen, Kendrick got some bars coming from him. I'll tell you that much. From
Drake, more
from Drake and no, not he got bars coming to him. From Drake
to him
and Cole. So be ready.
You sure?
The bars are
You coming. Have a source.
No, I don't have a source. I'm just telling you.
But it's DJ
the bars
B4.
Are coming. Yeah, the bars are coming. They could have bars. Kendrick's going to have bars upon his head top this summer.
This is a cast prediction. What, do you think he's going to use an accent?
Yeah. No, Drake, Kendrick don't use accents. No, he's talking about Drake.
Nah, he ain't going to be Drake.
Drake might get dumpy.
Ain't no
he
accents,
might hit him
bro.
With a combination. Yo, let's get to the gurus. Let's go.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To shine the light.
That's what we do.
Shani Coltrane, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
Zen. Rosenberg, lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who is in need of the gurus. Zen.
The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Your destination for clarity. You hear the flutes there? Lily Pad Love.
It's nice.
Lily Pad Love.
Yeah. Send your emails. We will get to it. Here's today's Dear Gurus. Longtime listener and big fan of the show. Ebro, big congrats on the baby. I love hearing about your lives, so thanks for always being open and sharing.
Aww.
Thanks, fam.
I'm having some future in-law cultural issues that I need help with.
I thought this was about future. I was wondering, like, yo, what future do to you?
Again? Future in-laws, so fiance?
Yeah, you'll see.
Okay.
I've been with my fiance for about a year and a half. Yes, we moved fast.
Mm.
We're both divorced and moved kind of fast because we knew what we were looking for. I'm 39, he's 43. We've lived together for 8 months and are expecting our first child this summer.
Y'all speaking.
No, you said move fast. You didn't even include the kid when you said move fast.
Jeez, I know. Jeez.
He has a teenager from his marriage that we have full custody of. I don't have any. We're both very close with our families. It's something that drew us to each other. But lately, his family has been around more and more. And I don't know how to tell him I need a break. For context, I'm first generation Latina. And family and tradition is very important to me. He's West Indian, and he's been here about 6 years, along with his widowed mom and siblings. Feels the same way about family and traditions. His family's everything, especially his mom. She and I get along really well, but she spent the last 3 weekends at our house. Like, spent the Friday to Sunday. Because she wanted to come and cook for us and help me since I'm pregnant. And when she comes, the other family follows. And it feels more like her house.
That's a lot.
She orders them all around. And what she says goes. I've started to find excuses to go be around my family because I feel put out at my own home and kitchen. Also, the food she cooks doesn't always agree with my pregnant body, and the smells make me sick. How do I explain to this man that I need some space from his family without offending him? I wouldn't mind one weekend a month, and not the whole weekend, maybe just Saturday to Sunday. He's so happy when his family's here with us. It's something he didn't have with his ex-wife, and I don't want to ruin that for him. Help me, Laura. Could it just be the hormone? And please don't congratulate you. Congratulations, you played yourself, me, for having moved so fast. LOL.
Too late. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Wow.
Other than this, we have a really great relationship, and I'm really happy with him. Pregnant and irritated.
Oh, man. Pregnant and irritated. Well, look, you guys did move fast, and you are expecting a child. So you're in. At this point, you should be able to talk to your man and tell him how you feel.
You should be able to
communicate. You need to tell him. Just be honest with him. Just be like, yo, I love your family. I love your mom. Please, I just want to be honest with you about how it makes me feel. I'm feeling overwhelmed.
This is one of those ones. You could literally read the email. If you expressed it the same way to him that you did to us, you weren't nasty at all. In fact, you were loving of the fact that he loves his family. You were very delicate about saying, it's unfortunate that you feel this way, but you do. And how can we strike a little bit of middle ground?
And you're asking for some quiet time and some time with just you and your partner. There's nothing wrong with the way you're feeling, but you do have to communicate.
Yeah.
You have to communicate this to him specifically. Have a one-on-one and tell him exactly how you feel.
Yeah, I think that's the bottom line. It's really just early forms of communication because y'all moved quickly. Y'all just now understanding what's going on. It's going to get more complicated once the baby comes.
You know why I can't really rock with the guru?
And why is that?
Here we go.
At no point in here, y'all know y'all didn't hit this person with the button.
I just said it with the button.
What are you talking about? Shawnee did.
Hey. Oh, well, hit me with the button because I didn't even hear it.
Yeah, you
did. Oh, my God, Ebro.
Congratulations. Hit you with the button real quick. Yourself. But yeah, you gotta form your levels of communication early in a relationship. Like, don't be afraid to say, hey, as long as you say it in a nice way, but you can say, hey, this is a bit much for me, da-da-da-da. But I think, yeah, just have the conversation. Play this.
Yo, babe, I love your mom. Back. I love your family. But the whole weekend, multiple weekends in a row is hard for me.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I generally love your mom's cooking. I think she's great. But for whatever reason, with what I'm dealing with being pregnant, it's not really even jiving with me right now. So I need a little help. You know what I mean? Like, there's a way for you to frame this nicely where I think he may still be hurt. He may still, I'll be honest, you know, he may still be like, oh, and he may also say, what do I say to my mom? Because my mom wants to be here and she loves you.
Oh, man.
You say, mom,
hopefully you didn't get with a mama's boy who can't control this.
Mm-mm. Oh, God.
No, but what I'm saying is, though, even if you're not a, quote, mama's boy who can't control this, it still can be hard to say something to your loving, doting mom who wants to be there.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he can't do it. That doesn't mean he won't do it.
And it's not even just moms coming. It's moms and crew, right?
No, and the whole family.
So it's really just like, it's a party on the weekends, cousins. I know how that looks.
Everybody follows a matriarch.
You know, right. And it's just... it's drinks moving, food is cooking, and it's a vibe. And yeah, she may want to close herself in a room and lock the door. I get it, because it could be overwhelming. But
Or maybe having that conversation where it's like, or we can do it, but I need you to understand when I go disappear in the room for a few hours that no one gets bent out of shape. Like, I just can't do it. This isn't.
Are they even calling her all types of antisocial names?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Someone's gonna get offended, bruh. It won't become a thing. No, I think that she should be able to speak to her partner and he needs to handle the situation. Like, she's not saying don't invite him at all. Just cut it down, bro. Once a month is more than enough. Right?
Facts.
Communicate, be honest, tell him how you feel. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We don't do weakness.
On the way, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Man, coming up in the Flash and Lights report, it looks like Tiffany Haddish is sober, and she has a lot to say about this. I'll explain what's happening with her coming up in the Flash and Lights report.
Mm-hmm.
And we need somebody to call up and get the bag.
That's right.
Oh, money, 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 money.
If you want to get money and Summer Jams,
We got them. Tickets and cash.
Zine.
Right before flashing lights, but first, for the street. A little hip hop toxicity.
Young dealer selling, is you like that? Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that? Young thug selling lows, is you like that? All 24, you won't go, is you like that?
All 24, you won't go, is you like that?
Mm.
Is you like that? It's T-Bro Laura Rosenberg. It is time to beat the buttons to get you some cash and get you some tickets. Shiny Culture, who you got? Robert on line two for us.
That's right.
Roberto.
Good morning, Ebro, Rosenberg, Laura Stiles, Johnny, and Cass One.
Yo.
Robert, did you call Shiny Johnny by any chance?
What did you like to be called?
His name is Shiny.
That's right.
Really?
Unless you were talking about DJ really? John, which sometimes DJ he just called Johnny.
Huh? Yeah. He said Johnny.
Oh, yeah, DJ John. That's the part-time guy that you guys use as a pincushion all the time. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Robert's on point. I was going to say more like a punching bag, Robert. You said pincushion. Hey. You're nice.
Hey, Shawnee, I'm sorry about the mispronunciation of the name. Hey, my fault.
It's Robert, all good, bro.
When you got Robert, a last name like listen. Mine, you need all the laughs you can get.
Robert, it's all love. We hear from you every time we're giving away some cash, and it's time for you to beat the buzzer, Robert.
That's right.
Here we go. Line it up, Shawnee Culture. Let Robert beat the buzzer.
$200. $220. $280.
Robert, what you gonna do?
$300.
Stop.
There it is. Robert, I get nervous, man. You know, I be trying to help people cheat, Robert.
Wow. It was going for a little while there, and I think that string was gonna bust.
You know what I mean? Let's see how much money was left, though. Let's see what happened.
Where did he stop at?
He stopped at 300.
All right, here we go.
$325.
Okay.
$400. $440. Mm-hmm. $500.
Oh, that was right before the buzzer, Robert. That was too risky. $300's good for you, Robert.
This is very well appreciated money this time of year.
There it
is. Summer Jam's going to be great, and the morning show comes through for the whole tri-state area. Thank
yo,
you so this much.
Yo Robert, your promo game is official, my man.
Come on,
hang
man.
On 1 second. Let's lace him up,
thanks,
get in pain. And let's go. Jeez. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles. Robert. How old y'all think Robert is?
45, 50.
45, 50.
I'd say maybe 55, 60. Yeah.
Corporate dude. 55, 60.
Yo, not corporate. Yo, I love Robert. He participates in all the contests. Call anytime, Robert.
Shawnee, you know what sort of corporate job do you think would allow for spending your time trying to make sure you literally get in on every radio contest?
Yeah, if you got a corporate job, Robert got a lot of free time.
I didn't say he was an executive. I'm saying like,
got it.
He just wears a button job. Up. Yeah,
button up shirt. Got it. Okay.
He's a white collar kind of guy.
Yeah,
he thinks he got to iron a shirt every morning.
He has to iron a shirt. Right. That's it.
All right, what you got today?
So look, Tiffany Haddish is saying that she's almost 3 months sober, and it's
okay.
She's claiming that it's court ordered. But, you know, she recently had an interview where she's revealed that she's living a sober life these days, claiming she hasn't drunk, smoked weed or anything. You know, but she did say the decision was not on her own because she claims she's actually been ordered by a judge to lay off any and all substances. So, you know, not too long ago, she was arrested for she had a DUI. You know what I mean? And listen, her behavior has been a bit concerning, man. So hopefully this is something that she can stick to, something that's positive in her life, and she makes some kind of change. Because some of the stuff that I've seen on the internet has been very questionable.
Mm.
So, praying for the best, wishing her the best.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know she had a problem. So, you know, I mean, definitely heard that there's been some, you know, we've seen incidents of some behavior that people weren't too happy with her about. But I didn't know she had a problem. But I'm glad that she's, you know.
Was there like a big incident that I missed?
I mean, well, the DUI thing was the most recent one.
Oh, the DUI's a big deal.
That's yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, people were, they felt like she wasn't all there when it came to, you know, her taking that flight to Israel and kind of mocking that she's going to find a man over there and how she needs to see things for herself. Remember, that didn't sit well. It felt very tone deaf.
Yeah, I got bad news, though. That might not have been issue. She was drunk, guys. That might have just been a bad take. Because I got... And in that case, Michael Rapaport's been drunk for 7 months. Some people just don't get it.
Wow.
Which both are highly possible. You know what I'm saying? It's not impossible.
Right. And Eva, you just posted something on your Instagram that just annoyed me, man.
What?
This whole like AI nurse thing that's going on, like that's crazy, bro.
I follow it, so I'm privately.
AI nurse.
I don't bring it to the radio because it's like I'm gonna get up here talking about artificial intelligence. But I follow like NVIDIA is one of the like premier companies that stocks going crazy, but they're in deep in AI. And if you're paying attention to this company and the things that they're creating and rolling out and announcing, you're like, yo, how far away is this? Mm-hmm. You know, so this AI nurse where, you know, people use telehealth is huge. Right. So instead of having to go into a doctor, you jump on and you chat with a doctor. Same thing you do now. You know, you can get therapy from, you know, virtual. A lot of things are virtual. But now, you know, they're rolling out these AI nurses where, it's, you know, you can have a nurse. You go to your doctor's appointment, you do whatever, you come home. And now the office or the hospital, instead of paying actual nurses to get on the phone with you, they'll have robots and these kind of AI nurses that can get on the line with you and learn you and talk you through whatever's going on.
Nah, bro. Nah. You know how many times you have to, like, deal with what any of those chatbots or, like, those automated systems when you're calling. Yeah, you know, no.
Well, I suck, too, because I'll be in the middle of a chat and get distracted. And then come back and have to start the chat all over again.
Are you randomly just like, operator?
Yeah.
I need a human. But yeah, man, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:55. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, and with all this automated stuff, if you suck at formulating a good question to get the right response, you're doomed. And like, if you don't ask the right question, you're getting the wrong response every time.
God, it's terrible.
If you missed Congratulations, You Played Yourself, it's on the way. Your next chance to get paid, you know, in beating the buzzer in Summer Jams is at 12 noon. Cast One will go 97 minutes commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.